You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What went wrong with Sean Manaea last year? We'll discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, February 18th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White, and we had a request for Sean Manaea. That's exactly who we're going to talk about. Last year, Scott, I was all in on Manaea, and it did not work. He's now 31 years old. He signed a 2-year deal with the Giants this offseason. Back in the Bay Area, came up with the Oakland A's, so perhaps that helps him with that familiarity. Although he was in San Diego, so not that far. 158 innings with the Padres last year, 4.96 ERA, 1.30 whip. The underlying numbers, Scott, were a little bit better. The walks went up. The velocity went down. Still gets a good amount of swinging strikes, but yeah. I'm out, Scott. Even with the ADP, I think he's like around 400. He's free in drafts, even in late, deeper leagues. But just someone who throws a 91 mile per hour sinker 60% of the time, I just don't really see how it's going to work out very well.
Yeah, it's hard for me to muster much enthusiasm for Sean Manaea. And while I wasn't as high as you on him last year, he was the player responsible for my tantrum when we did the live salary cap draft / auction on the podcast, the full length podcast last year. And I thought I was bidding on Sean Manaea. I was actually bidding on Sean Murphy, and I got mad because you guys want to let me redo it. Would have been better off with Sean Murphy in retrospect. Anyway. Yeah, it's just like you look at Sean Manaea's career track record here. 2021 looks like the outlier. It was the outlier in terms of how hard he threw, and it was the outlier in terms of the results he got. Certainly the outlier in terms of how many strikeouts he got. The fact that the hitting environment became so much worse last year, the pitching environment so much more favorable across the league, and Sean Manaea allowed 1.7 home runs per 9 innings. That's the worst he's ever done, and it was the year when home runs tanked. So it's just like, what does this guy have left? The fact that his velocity declined. You know, the Giants have worked some magic with these pitchers who at one point were thought to have upside, but it never really materialized. Guys like, Kevin Gausman most notably, but Anthony Desclafani, Alex Wood, Drew Smyly even, Alex Cobb. They've had some success investing in pitchers like this. So I can't rule out a return to form, a return to relevance for Sean Manaea, but I'm not seeing a concrete reason to speculate on that.
I agree, Scott. Sense. I mean, you could paint a picture where it works out for Manaea. The Giants have done a good job increasing velocity for their pitchers too. So if we can get Manaea back up to 92, 93 miles per hour with the sinker, then it could work out. He still had a 12% swinging strike rate. And I think that's what people are looking at, Scott. Still gets the whiffs, a good amount of whiffs, and he's going to a team that has typically has done good work with their pitchers with the San Francisco Giants. So that's the case for, but I'm more so on the side of the case against Sean Manaea this season. The ADP is actually much higher than I even thought, Scott. 256 for Sean Manaea. What is going on? Some names that are going after him. Hunter Brown is a younger pitcher who has upside.
I've never seen that in a draft. I've never seen Sean Manaea go before Hunter Brown.
Yeah, he's going around names like Tyler Malley, Sonny Gray, Nathan Eovaldi, I still think has some upside if he can stay healthy with the Texas Rangers. Trevor Rogers is going after him, according to ADP. I think we'd pretty much rather have all those pitchers, right, Scott?
Yeah, all of those pitchers I would take over Sean Manaea. Gosh, who else? Like, let me see, somebody going way after him.
We just did an FBT in 5 on Hayden Wesneski, right? So him and all those young pitchers are also going after Manaea. Dre Jameson, Rowanzi Contreras, Brian Bayo is going after him. Mackenzie Gore is going really late in drafts too. Kenta Maeda is coming back from Tommy John surgery. Like, I think I'd rather have all those names.
I agree. I'd rather shoot for the upside than, like, I mean, we're talking about, oh, maybe Sean Manaea can return to 2021 form. He had a 3.91 ERA in 2021. It was his best season. It wasn't the lowest ERA he's ever had, but if what was overall his best season was still nearly a 4 ERA, we're not talking about a particularly high ceiling, even if things go really right for Sean Manaea. So it's, I see him as, I see him more as a deep leagues inning eater who could end up becoming a serviceable 12 team option again. But I'm not counting on it.
All right, that is Sean Manaea. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the Men's Sunday Performance Jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.